The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, very, very interesting. You know, I think that many of you know who I am, know what I do, where I live, and then all of a sudden I get an email from somebody going, you live in Las Vegas? There's people that live in Las Vegas, like, permanently? And, you know, I kind of realized that I need to every once in a while kind of recap a couple things. Now, some of you guys that have been listening for years, okay, just I know your teacher's pet. It's okay. You know, we got to, you know, kind of catch everybody up. It's all right. It's okay. But there is something relevant that I could talk about, okay, while I'm, you know, explain to everybody that I actually, the Dr. Dahlia Studios are in Las Vegas, Nevada. I know you guys think they're in Universal Studios or I'm in the middle of Disney World, but I'm not, okay? I actually live in Las Vegas. I've been here for many, many years. I actually moved here permanently. I mean, I've been here off and on since the 80s. 1981 was the first time I moved to Las Vegas, but we moved a lot because my dad gambled. So I didn't permanently stay in Las Vegas since the 80s, but I've been here multiple times, went to multiple schools when we kept coming back to Vegas, and then I ended up moving back in 1988 so I could graduate high school, and I graduated high school at a high school called Clark High in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I graduated from Clark High, and many of you in Vegas didn't know that. And, I know, you know, be nice to them. It's not their fault that I went to Clark. It's not their fault. They had no idea what I was going to become. So just kind of, you know, cut them some slack, Jack. And so, to continue, I went to medical school up in UNR, School of Medicine. Okay, so I went to medical school there. My senior year, I really wanted to get married. I was starting to hit my mid-20s, and I panicked, and I had dated everybody, true story, I had dated everybody in Reno that was an eligible bachelor. So I went to my dean because there was a possibility that an old friend would want to hook up with me and become my husband. So, well, that was the key. Don't hook up because then he isn't disappointed by the sex. Exactly. So trust me, I was a good girl. Last thing I wanted to do is end this before it even started. Trust me there. Okay. The one thing I have no problem admitting is sex is not my forte. Okay. It is not. I don't know how people become good at it. I don't know what class they take, but I never signed up for that class because I was too busy studying for medical school. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So then I did my last year at UCLA. And then I came back to Reno to graduate. And I got into a residency in Las Vegas. And so I officially moved back permanently to Las Vegas in 1997. So I have been a Las Vegan, even though I like to say since 81, officially paying taxes as an adult since 1997. So I've been here now close to 20 years, okay? Even though I went to, I don't want to say 20 years. I've been here for like multiple years because I was here with the Running Rebels and I went to college at UNLV, so scratch all that. I'm a Las Vegan, okay? Bobby J. had written asking, how do people live in Vegas? I mean, are there real You know, I mean, he knows there's a school system, et cetera, but, you know, is it just the workers of the casinos? And no, we have a whole entire, I mean, we have a whole entire setup here. I mean, we got schools and parks and, I mean, I think we were at one time almost close to 2 million people in Las Vegas. This city is absolutely phenomenal, and this has some of the nicest parks, some of the most amazing schools. I think one of the best colleges, okay, go UNLV, and now one of the best osteopathic medical schools, Toro, which I work at, all right? We're going to have a total of 3 medical schools here in Nevada. I mean, Las Vegas is a major city, and we may be getting the Raiders, remember, I was born in L.A., so we may be getting the Raiders as a football team. So, I mean, at home of the Running Rebels, I mean, so we are a force to be reckoned with. And so, you know, people live here. You have multiple industries, not only the casino industry. In fact, the casino industry is changing more to the entertainment industry in that, you know, we are the entertainment capital of the world. We got shows, what Garth Brooks, Britney Spears, Donnie and Marie, Jennifer Lopez, Dr. Dahlia. I mean, this is the entertainment capital of the world. So entertainment is an industry. One of you also asked me what other industries we have. Conventions. I mean, it's free parking. It's one of the most fun places, okay, enjoyable, entertaining places to come to for a convention. So one of you thought porn was an industry. No, that's, I think, still in L.A. That's not an industry that keeps us going. Our industries are basically convention, not to mention, I mean, if we have close to 2 million people that we're taking care of, we have restaurants. I mean, restaurants, we have some of the best restaurants in the world here in Vegas. So between the schools and the college and the entertainment that comes here, who else? Lionel Richie is now making residency here. Mariah Carey. This place is the place to be. So yes, people live in Vegas. Housing is cheaper than California. You're only 3 hours and 45 minutes from the coast, as long as you don't get pulled over for speeding. Okay, all right, 4 hours from the coast. Okay, drive the speed limit. And it's great, and you don't get quote unquote sucked into the gambling. A lot of us, yeah, we like to gamble. I don't personally because I, you know, $20 is my limit, and once I make $40, I walk away. I've actually been more lucky gambling than not. I'm one of the very few people that can actually say that. But it's because I stop at $20. You know, you could win as long as you have a very, you know, restricted plan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, so while we're talking a little bit about gambling, this is very, very interesting. There is a rigged roulette wheel that has been found that it reveals how Al Capone and the mob fixed casinos during Prohibition time. Now, you know, it's very funny. I get, I don't know how many emails a month, let's say. And many of them actually revolve around Las Vegas. And I don't really talk about those emails on air because if I'm talking about Zika or prostate or cholesterol, it doesn't really make sense bringing in an email on Vegas. But because, you know, this story came up, I could talk about some of the Vegas emails. So, like, we had the one from Bobby J that asked about people living in Vegas. We had another one from a mom whose son wants to go to UNLV, and she's worried that he's going to, you know, leave becoming a gambler. And I got to tell you, no, that's not going to work. And we'll talk about how being near a casino doesn't necessarily make you a gambler. And then we had somebody else ask about the cheating in the casinos, and that they heard that the cheating was rampant, and they went off about how nobody could ever win with casino games, etc. And you know, it's untimely that you know, we have this story here talking about Al Capone and the way they cheated with these roulette tables, but things are very, very different now in the casinos, okay? And let's kind of put a couple myths to rest before we go into the Al Capone days, okay? All right, we have gambling commissions, and we have government oversight of these casinos all the time. And if one casino gets caught cheating over another, the repercussions are so bad that the shareholders, the company, I mean, they wouldn't even want to face that. And it's, of course, it's not worth it. Now that gambling is not the main drive and the main moneymaker of these casinos, all right, the risk to, you know, cheat is not one that people take. And another thing, from a psychological standpoint, if everybody came to a casino town or, you know, Atlantic City or Vegas and lost, all right, if everybody lost, all right, no one would come. All right, what makes Vegas or Atlantic City or any of these you know, casinos thrive is the fact that people say they won. I can't tell you how many people I know have hit a royal flush. I've never hit a royal flush. You guys know what a royal flush is, right? It's where you have a jack, king, queen. No, it's a 10 jack. See, I've never gotten one, so it's a 10 jack, queen, king, ace. So it's a flush. It's royal. Well, it's a flush if it's all one suit. Okay, so it's like if it's all hearts, all clubs, all diamonds, all spade. Okay, so 10 jack, queen, king, ace. And then it's a flush because it's in order. So like a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is a straight. A straight flush would be a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 all one suit. So that would be a flush because it's all one suit. Doesn't not all one color because you can't have diamonds and hearts. Okay, it has to be all diamonds, all hearts, all spades or clubs in order. And if it's royal. Right, royal. Okay, so then the 10 jack. Okay, so anyway, I can't say how many people I know who've hit a royal flush. Or they've made a few thousand dollars playing craps or playing, etc. These are the stories, and these are real people, and that's what brings them back to Vegas. Now, in theory, you lose more than you win, okay? And it's because when these games were designed, and these games were designed centuries ago, all right, they figured out how to make the host the winner. So, you know, we have dealers, you know, that deal the cards, etc. But it's a mathematical equation. It's the mathematics behind it that make you lose, not cheating. I mean, craps is the perfect example where there's no cheating. I mean, I know people say, okay, you could load the dice or whatever, but in terms of the casino, there's no cheating because here you are. All right, you have anybody else rolling the dice. You can bet on the pass or the no pass or the come or the don't come or the snake eyes or the, I mean, you know, the field. And so you pick what you think the dice are going to land on. But there's a rhythm to it there where usually the casino will always get ahead. And that's how these games were designed. Because if... All right, it's all evolution, people. If a casino or a bar or an old-time tavern or saloon, all right, didn't stay ahead, they wouldn't be in business for the gambling to continue. So there has to be an advantage for the person running the casino, period. That is not to be equated with cheating. Okay, people need to win. And a casino has to brag about the winnings. If nobody wins, I mean, I remember the 80s. My parents were like, don't go there. It's dry. You know, or it's a, there was another term they used. And they would avoid those if it was a place where nobody would be known to win. And it would be a ghost town in those casinos. You would see it. Why? Because we'd go there to eat because it would be cheaper. So things are different now, okay? So, you get your crack at it, and what you're doing is you're using luck. Do people count cards? If they do, they get blacklisted. I mean, you are not allowed to count cards. Single deck is a little easier when you play blackjack to, obviously know the cards. If you've seen all four aces dealt, then, and if it's a single deck blackjack, but get this, after single deck, after a couple hands, it gets reshuffled. So you really don't have the opportunity to, memorize things. And I wouldn't recommend that, okay? Because, again, you try to count cards, you try to catch, you get caught, it's bad. So the cheaters and the cheating that happens is usually the players. It's not the casino. Now, that being said, let's go back to the Al Capone days. This is very, very interesting. There's a rare table that's been uncovered by a gaming company owner in Guildford, revealed how it was fitted with hidden buttons driven by battery packs that were stuffed in table legs, which disrupted the spin of the ball. By controlling when the ball fell, now we're talking about roulette. So roulette is the game where you have that big wheel, and the ball has to, jump between black, red, or the green, the double O or the O, and then it lands on something. So they're talking about this table. So by controlling when the ball fell through tiny pins that tripped it, the dealer could then decide where it fell on the roulette table. So basically, if he saw somebody bet a whole lot on black 17, he could then manipulate it. Now, this type of table called a cheat table was used in Chicago between 1929 and 1931, and they believe this particular table that we're looking at was operated by the Chicago mob. And it's very interesting how they did it. Apparently, the collector, Alexander Walden Smith, bought it, restored it. He purchased it in Cedar Rapids in Iowa from a man who had kept it in his barn for decades. And now he sold it to a wealthy collector. And it was made of American walnut. I mean, real nice wood. And these were fancy. I mean, when you went to a casino, it attracted people with money. Okay, they didn't want people like me that like to pay the penny slots or the $5 blackjack. I mean, they wanted to attract people that, $5 back then was a lot of money. So I would have gotten kicked out. But very interesting how the leg underneath the wheel was hollow. And inside the leg, there were a couple battery packs, ever-ready battery packs, dated 1929. I love to collect antiques. I am just salivating at what I'm looking at here. This is incredible. So these packs, these battery packs, ever-ready battery packs, were sealed into the leg and packed tightly so anyone rocking the table who was unhappy with their hand wouldn't hear the rattling sound inside. And what they did is they used old newspaper. And so you could also see the dated newspaper. This was pretty, this is pretty cool. So the batteries create an electrical current. The button disguised to look like a screw opened the circuit running up the wheel. In two tiny holes, a little pin popped out, which only happened when the dealer had his hand on the button. The ball would travel around the rim of the wheel and would hit the pin, which would cause it to drop into the part of the wheel that the dealer wanted the ball to fall into. This increased the odds of the house, and that's how the mob did it. So, a lot of people knew, okay, these tables were rigged, and, we've seen, in James Bond movies, buttons, etc. This is how it worked. And the button was disguised as a screw in the table. So if somebody decides to look under the table going, I want to check this out before I play, boom. And not to mention, many people were also probably intimidated to try to question, a Chicago-type casino. So, Capone, Capone was obviously very famous. He was responsible for the Valentine's Day Massacre back in 1929, February 14th. He was arrested for tax evasion in 1931, and then he died in 1947. But weren't they saying it was syphilis or something like that?
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's rebel up. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So, very interesting. They say retiring after 65 may help people live longer. All right. Well, I mean, I think we're all going to be forced to retire. I'm dreading the day that I have to retire because I'm such a workaholic. But if it helps you live longer so I could go back to work, I guess I'll do it. This was a study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. The risk of dying from any cause over the study period was 11% lower among people who delayed retirement for 1 year. Oh, I get it. So if you retire not at 65, but you delay it for a year, you live longer. Now, very interesting that this study comes out while we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with Social Security and Medicare. I wonder if there's a connection. So basically, the risk of dying was 11% lower if you delayed retirement for a year, if you waited to the age of 66. And guess what? If you waited to retire until you were 72, it fell even further. Very convenient, this study. Even workers who retired for health reasons had a lower risk of dying compared with those leaving work at 65. Now, these benefits were despite gender, lifestyle, education. This analysis kind of already filtered out those other reasons. So they say postponing retirement may delay the natural age-related decline in physical, cognitive, and mental functioning, reducing the risk of chronic illness. This is what the study suggests. Mandatory retirement in the U.S. was abolished back in 1986, except in certain professions like airline pilots and judges. Yeah, so I guess you had to retire. Wouldn't that be nice for Supreme Court justices to retire? I don't understand these lifelong limits. I like the idea of making everybody a 10-year limit. I really am for that, but that's neither here nor there. I just think some people just eventually appear too old for their job, and you want to make sure that you are trusting them to do what they're supposed to. I'm sorry, you know, when the Supreme Court justices fall asleep on camera, you get nervous. Anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. All right, so researchers at Oregon State University analyzed data from 2,900 people who were employed at the start of a larger study back in 1992 and fully retired at its conclusion by 2010. Retirement age ranged from 55 to 77 years old. Of the subjects, 33% retired at age 66 or older, 12% at age 65, and 55% before 65. Just over a third cited health reasons for retiring. Over approximately 18 years of follow-up, 12.1% of healthy and 25.6% of unhealthy retirees died. Compared with retiring at age 65, the workers who retired in good health at age 67 dropped their risk of dying by 21%. By the age of 70, the risk was 44% lower, and at the age of 72, it was 56% lower. Okay, so by the way, if you had health issues, you still had a less chance of dying. The risk of dying was 9% lower if you retired at 66, 48% if you had health issues when you retired by 72. So what does all this mean? Okay, it means to work, still pay taxes, work, and not draw Social Security. That's what I think the government wants you to think. This is what I think is going on, right? You have a drive. Okay, I can't tell you how many of my patients retired. They were so excited to retire. They were doing the dance. They were doing the jig. They could, you know, travel everywhere. They could sleep in. They could spend more time with grandkids. And they were so excited. And even my mouth was watering. I was like, wow, I'd like to retire. And this is when I was in my 30s. I was like, wow, really? It's that, you know, I've never gotten to travel. You know, I kind of Doogie Howsered it where I went all the way straight through medical school, then, you know, straight through residency, then had my family. And I just, you know, I think I went to Tijuana a couple times and that's about it. So I'm like, I really, really, really want to, you know, live life to the fullest. And then 6 months later, they come back. Yeah, it's good. Retirement's just good. Yeah, it's good. Go, do you miss work? No, I'm never going to admit that. It just, you know, the grandkids are busy. You know, I mean, they got school and, you know, they got their lives. And we did take a trip, but we're not going to be able to afford another trip till next year. And you know, so I, unfortunately, this is the story I keep hearing. Now, mind you, if you loved your job and you loved getting up in the morning and you loved that stress, see me, I need that stress. If I don't have a reason to get up in the morning, my whole world falls down. I mean, I need to get up and get something done. I am so goal-oriented. Every day I need to complete a goal. And part of that goal is also something for charity. So I do, I have all these missions every day when I wake up. And so I'm gonna have my own set of psychological problems when I have to retire. I know. So what you then need to do is, if you are facing retirement, because some of you guys, you have to retire. You know, I mean, you'll lose benefits. You'll run the risk of being fired and then not being able to apply for certain benefits. So many of you have to calculate and have to purposefully retire even though you don't want to. Well, I wouldn't be surprised that maybe there's some health issues after that. You start getting depressed. You start to gain weight. You promise you would go to the gym. You promise you would go and play more golf. But golf is expensive. You know, playing more golf. I don't play golf. It's expensive. Yeah, I know everybody thinks doctors do that, but no, I mean, you heard of Obamacare? We don't make money like we used to. So, you need to, really have a plan. And the concept and the fantasy of retirement and being able to, have all that time off, et cetera, you should approach your retirement like you approach your working life if you want to make it work. So, and I know a lot of people are like, I'll just retire and then figure it out then. It doesn't work like that. I am so blown away at how many people are depressed while they're retired. So you need to have a plan. And don't just say, I'm going to spend more time with the grandkids. Okay, that's great, but, families do have lives. If your grandkids are across the country, and that means you have to go out there and you have to live with your daughter-in-law or your son-in-law in order to spend the time with the grandkids. And that trip or that, lasts only, 48 hours before everybody gets on their nerves. Now what do you do? I mean, you need to really think this through. Are you going to get a place near your daughter-in-law or son-in-law? Or are you going to get a place near there so you can be with the kids? And do you have a plan? Do you have a plan with your family? Right? Because if they don't want you there, they're not going to want you there after you retire either. Okay? And then that's another thing we could talk about, how to have a relationship with your grandkids if your daughter or son or in-laws don't want you there. Which, by the way, is a bunch of crap. There's a way to do this. You just have to. So, get things in order. If you want to, learn a language, do that. If you want to take a 3-month cruise, and go around the world, you arrange that. But, figure things out, have a plan, and if not, maybe think of a part-time job. See, what kills me is, I guess, a lot of retirement policies or retirement, like Social Security, once you start making, money or a part-time job, you start losing your benefits. That would be very frustrating to me. And so what ends up happening is people go, wait, if I make money, if I work and I keep myself busy and active, I'll lose my Social Security. It's not worth it. So I won't work. Well, some people need to work. So you need to identify that, even if it's charity, even if it's doing stuff for free, you need to figure that out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a poll. This is very interesting, where people think that the government is not doing enough to fight drug abuse. And an apple a day could keep the tummy bugs away. The little tummy bugs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast. And your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Nice.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in with your questions, your comments, your critiques. You could also email us. We're definitely taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Go to the website and follow the contact us question link. And it allows you to. Also, a direct email to the radio station is drdahlia@hotmail.com. So drdahlia@hotmail.com is another way to get it as well. And you can even spell out doctor. See, we made it so easy. Okay. What's also easy is abusing narcotics. And there's a poll saying the government is not doing enough to fight the abuse. The only problem I don't like about this poll is because people are blaming doctors. And I'm getting sick of this, getting sick of being the blame for all the problems in America. Anyway, they say two-thirds of the public thinks that the government is not doing enough to fight opioid addiction. 66% in this poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation said the federal government is not doing enough, while 67% said state governments are not doing enough either. Now, overdose from opioids, they include heroin, they include prescription painkillers. These have risen sharply in recent years, killing around 29,000 people in 2014, according to the CDC. More Americans now die from drug overdoses than car crashes. Did you get that? More people are dying from drug overdoses than car crashes. This is ridiculous. Over 80% of the public said increased prescription training for doctors. More access to, so more schooling for doctors, right? Yeah, that's going to solve it. More access to treatment programs and monitoring doctors' prescribing practices would be effective in fighting the epidemic. Okay, can I just say something here? Doctors don't prescribe heroin, okay? And some of these deaths are heroin overdoses. When they talk about narcotic opioid overdosing, many of these deaths are heroin. We doctors don't prescribe heroin. So please, I'm not saying leave us out of it, but don't culminate your focus and your initiatives and your campaign to working on the doctors and making the doctors do a better job when we have nothing to do with heroin. Okay, can I just say that? Thank you. 44% of the public said they know someone who has been addicted to prescription painkillers. The issue now is the attention of Congress and the House, now working on a range of bills for consideration next week. The Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill in March to fight the epidemic called the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act. The legislation now aims to expand education efforts, increase the availability of a drug to treat overdoses called naloxone, and bolster, which is Narcan. We use that to, it immediately reverses, it's amazing, immediately reverses drug overdose. And bolster programs to monitor prescriptions for painkillers. Democrats criticized it for lacking new funding, and Republicans, according to The Hill, said the bill would redirect existing funding to effective programs. Now, the House, I guess, will not take up the CARA. Instead, I guess, they're working on their own set of bills. I'm not sure what's going on with this bill. But, okay, what is going on? It's a lot simpler than you think, okay? People like pain pills. Pain pills are one of the cheapest ways now and the most legal way to get high. People are enjoying the high from a pain pill better than they enjoy a buzz from alcohol. And you don't gain weight with the pain pill like you could gain weight with alcohol. You could also get into the car, even though you're not supposed to. Even though having painkillers on board can still be construed as driving under the influence, if you want to get through your day at work, or get through, I don't know, a meeting, or get through a, I don't know, court case with your ex-wife while you're going through a divorce, you're not allowed to show up drunk, but you could pop a pain pill and feel a buzz. Okay, so that's one issue that's going on. Again, I making the doctors take more schooling, not going to fix that. Second, you got a lot of people in pain, okay? We are in pain. You got knee aches, hip aches, low back, headaches, mid back, cervical, neuropathy. And, you know, patients are being told, and me as a doctor are telling you, don't be taking anti-inflammatories. Don't be taking the ibuprofen or the Motrin or the naproxen because that could fry your kidneys. It could, you know, cause congestive heart failure and it could cause a GI bleed. Well, then what about Tylenol? Tylenol doesn't help. I have to take 5 Tylenols. Well, don't do that because that could cause liver disease. So now here you are at the store, over the counter, trying to find something that's a pain reliever because you're in pain and you can't take anything because your doctor said you can't. And you know that long, and but the packaging says if you take this more than a couple days, you need to consult your doctor. So you call your doctor and you can't get a hold of your doctor for you can't get in for, with the doctor for 3 weeks. You're in pain. You go to your pain pill. I have patients. I mean, I closed my office a couple, last month, but I had patients coming in completely healthy. Going, look, I'm going to need a prescription on standby in case this flares up again. People are so afraid of being in pain, and they're so afraid of not having access to their doctor. Now, if we had the access where, okay, you know what? If you do have back pain, you call me, you come in, then we'll treat you. All right. I mean, you know, maybe we would prescribe less. Maybe the prescribing patterns would be a little different. But when patients won't get to see you for months. Now, for me, I had same day, so this wasn't an issue for me. But patients would, I didn't finish my statement. So patients would come in after seeing other doctors where their doctors loaded them up, gave them 120 pills in a 120 pills in a bottle. And that would last them for a while because they knew that they could, you know, patients couldn't get to see them. One of you had asked me why, where is this 3-4 month wait happening from? Well, it's because as doctors start, see, I was a doctor, I had my own clinic, I had my own mom and pop shop, so I could control the amount of patients I see. But when you join a big group, and they work with HMOs and work with capitation and have groups of patients that they promise to be seen. You are loaded up with patients. And there's only X amount of time that you have. And the wait time starts to increase. Okay? It's not a greed issue from the doctor. They're an employee. They get paid no matter how many people they see. So in most contracts. So you have people in pain that can't access pain medications or can't access their doctor. Well, you have people in pain that cannot go to the over-the-counter because that's hazardous to their health. And you have people now that have found a cheap, easy way to get through the day, get through the moment, and get a buzz. And this trifecta is why we have such an issue with narcotics. Now, making narcotics more expensive could work, but do you really want somebody driving behind the wheel in pain? I don't want anybody on painkillers driving, but I also don't want them in such severe pain that they can't turn their neck and see if a kid is running behind the car when they need to back out. You know, until we figure out a way to deal with pain. By the way, and another issue is we have people living longer. We have people now living, you know, past 40 and 50. They're not having heart attacks in their 40s and 50s anymore. They're living till their 90s. Our life expectancy isn't going to be now in the 80s. Within the next 10 years, life expectancy is going to be in the 90s. Well, our joints start to wear out in our 40s. It's scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.